All right, welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game, moving along on this Friday. So much to get to, guys, but first, right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, Yankees pregame and postgame host on the Yankees Radio Network, it's Sweeney Murdy. How you doing, Sweeney?
Good, fellas. How you doing today?
We're doing awesome. Well, how do you think the Yankees are doing? Severino already with a little bit of arm problems. What's going on there?
Yeah, they're going to send him back to New York. He's going to go through a series of tests starting on Monday, and they're going to try and figure out what's happening here. It's a little mysterious for them right now because he had complained of some soreness a couple of times over the winter as he was throwing, and they checked him out both times, and nothing turned up. He recovered sufficiently to start throwing again, and it popped up. This is now the third time. So they're going to run through a little bit more here and try and figure it out. It's a little bit mysterious to them. It's very frustrating for Severino, especially after what he went through last year. So it's still going to be a few more days before we figure out the extent of it. But given that you're now, you know, opening day was 5 weeks from yesterday. The fact that he's been shut down and you're going to get through these series of tests and it's going to be 4 weeks to opening day, you know, he's not going to be ready to start the season. That pretty much is clear by now.
Now, Sweeney, I mean, they bounced off a ridiculous, preposterous amount of injuries last year and still won it, as you know, obviously. But it was how much eye-rolling is going on right now before they even start spring training, and Judge is hurting, and now Severino's been shut down? I mean, is the here-we-go-again syndrome starting to kick in?
Well, from fans and media, certainly. I don't think the Yankees are taking that route. I mean, they really were very good at it last year because, I mean, that's, they don't get anything accomplished by rolling their eyes and saying, woe is me, and all that stuff. You know, they got to move forward here. So it's an opportunity for somebody else to make some starts here. And you know, hopefully it's not a long period of time that he's out. But there are certainly some people who are waiting for their chance to contribute. And we'll see if they can help.
In all seriousness, what changes did the Yankees make to the organizational structure in terms of whether it's their strength and conditioning staff, their medical personnel? Because there were so many injuries last year, you'd have to think maybe there was a correlation between the department and all these injuries.
Well, I don't know if there's a correlation to, you know, the fact that the people that were there, I mean, it's certainly not that they were incompetent. And I mean, athletes get hurt. You know, that's just what happens. And it was an unfortunate number last year. They did do some revamping of the training staff simply to just maybe get a better handle on how to try to keep them healthy. But I don't think they had any regrets about the processes of diagnosing things. That's just an ongoing thing. And sometimes just think about it in your own case. I mean, if you're listening right now, has the doctor found exactly what's wrong with you and given you the exact right treatment, medication, whatever it is, the very first time you went to see him every single time? Of course not. Sometimes it's a little more complicated than that. So I think it's especially that when you're talking about the finely trained athletes and how you're looking for kind of needle in a haystack sometimes. So it's not exact. It's not perfect. They have made some changes to try and streamline some things and hope that they are better able to get a grip on things. But as I said, athletes get hurt.
Sweeney Murdy from the Yankees Radio Network with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. The Yankees have been asked a lot. They have done a lot of talking about the Astros situation from 2017 at camp. They have not held back on that. At what point do they need to move on?
Well, it's pretty soon. I think when the games start is probably a pretty good time to do that. I think the thing that you have to remember about the legs that this story has is that not a single baseball game has been played from the time the story broke until now. So this is going to drive the conversation, and it'll still be a topic. They'll move on. When, you know, listen, it's not keeping them from doing their jobs. It's just getting ready for the season. It's simply when they talk to us, it's still dominating the conversation, and they're not shy about it. You know, this isn't a case where we're peppering them with questions and they're telling us to go away. You know, they have not held back, as you said. So they're very open to talking about this. They are very disappointed in the lack of punishment. But as I've pointed out a couple of times, you know, they have a bone to pick with their union, too, because their union protects the cheaters too.
Right.
You know, it's and that's a point of contention within their own ranks. So this isn't all based on boy MLB, you know, Commissioner Rob Manfred really dropped the ball, this and that. If they are really severely hurt by the fact that the Astros didn't get punished harder, well, they have to take that up with their union as well.
All right, let's talk about Cole, because the way starting pitchers sometimes only go five innings to get that win, this guy could have an historic year with that lineup that he has behind them with the Yankees. It could be a crazy year for him.
Well, he certainly is not going to be five and fly. You hope that's not going to be the case often, even if at all, during the course of the year.
Right.
It has a good trickle-down effect on the rest of the rotation, the rest of the pitching staff. You don't have to work that bullpen as hard. I think you kind of pencil them in for seven or eight plus as often as you can. And it's exciting. You know, he was the big prize. The Yankees, it's been a while since the Yankees went out and got the one guy that was the top of the free agent market, and everybody multiple teams wanted him, and the Yankees had not only a desire but a need to put him at the top of the rotation. So it's a little different now because of the injuries they've suffered to Luis Severino and James Paxton. You know, a rotation that features Cole at the front with those guys behind him is certainly a very daunting rotation, but a rotation with Cole and now that already is 6 and 7 deep into its options for starting pitching. Well, that's not exactly what he was brought here to do. It's a little, I don't want to say ordinary, but it's a little more ordinary when you've lost a couple of guys already that you're counting on, like Severino and Paxton.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Sweeney, so who in your eyes is at the end of that rotation? I mean, you've got Tanaka, you've got, I guess, Jay Happ, and obviously you've got Gerrit Cole. Who are your 4 and 5 starters breaking camp?
Yeah, I mean, Jay Happ pitched pretty well toward the end of last season. It was a rough start for him last year, and let's not forget, he pitched well enough 2 years ago. The Yankees signed him to a 3-year deal. They did explore some trade options for him, but looks like a good thing now that they didn't trade him, given the need that they have right now. You're going to see a couple of pitchers in exhibition games the next few days that have a chance to make this team out of spring training simply because of the need at the back end of the rotation. One is Michael King, who was out of Boston College, and the other is Luis Cessa, who you've seen, Jonathan Loaisiga as well, who you've seen. I think a guy that you haven't seen for a little while that is claiming one of these spots initially vacated by Paxton is probably Jordan Montgomery, who missed most of the last 2 years because of recovery from Tommy John. And he looks really good and is healthy and is ready for a bounce back. He's a guy that you probably look at as a fourth starter now with the way the injuries have piled up, and then look for one of those other guys I mentioned to hold spot number 5 until somebody else gets healthy.
What about Miguel Andujar? I mean, he's going to make the team, but where exactly is he going to play? They like Urshela at third? They like Voit at first? Rumors of him in the outfield? Where are we thinking with Andujar?
Well, it's not rumors. I mean, he's playing out there. He's working out there in the workouts so far. And they've openly said that they're trying to find different places to maybe get his bat in the lineup. And that's really the key, is getting his bat in the lineup. And I think that if he doesn't have a really good spring, he's missed an entire year. That's a lot to recover from. So if he doesn't hit the ball very well this spring, I don't think there's a really need to force him, wedge him into that opening day lineup. I think they have the ability, and they mentioned that he has minor league options, they have the ability to send him back to AAA and let him get some at bat to knock the rust off until he shows he's capable again. But you know, the other side of that, if the guy's hitting really well this spring, you will find a way to get him in the lineup as often as possible. And all those positions are definitely possibilities. You'll start to see him play at all those positions when the exhibition games begin this week.
The Red Sox have taken a step back, trading Mookie Betts and David Price. What's the mindset around for Yankee fans right now? Are they just laughing at Boston at this point?
I don't think you ever laugh at them. But listen, the Yankee, you know what the mindset of Yankee fans is? That it's been 11 years since they won a World Series.
Yep.
You know? There's somebody out there saying, my 10-year-old son's never seen the Yankees win a World Series. What was me? The Yankees have, it doesn't matter if the Red Sox traded for Mike Trout and had him and Mookie Betts. You know, Yankee fans have high expectations this year. They've been knocking on the door. They just signed Gerrit Cole. It really doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. The Yankees expect to win the World Series.
Sweeney Murdy, of course, Yankees pre- and post-game host on the Yankees Radio Network. Sweeney, we appreciate your time. Best of luck this year, and we'll certainly have to do it again.
Thanks so much for having me.